Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Faded Tales. I missed you guys. After reading week, I had major stuff to do with a lot of midterms and presentations, so I had to take the day off for recording. But I'm back with a new episode for you guys today. I did want to do it on the previous week, but you'll know why soon. So let's get into the intro. Welcome to Faded Tales, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the podcast that slows down the world, one peculiar creature at a time. I'm your host, Zoya, and today we are climbing high into the emerald canopy of Central and South America to meet the slowest heartbeat in the jungle, the sloth. And this is the reason why I wanted to do it last week, because last week, on October 20th, it was International Sloth Day. Woo! You've probably seen the memes, that permanent smile, the lazy stretch, the arms dangling like they've never heard of urgency. But behind that adorable, sleepy face lies an animal that survived for over 64 million years, outcasting saber-tooth glaciers, and every TikTok trend we know of. There's two-toed, three-toed, hairy, algae green, mysterious. Today we are uncovering how this famously lazy animal is actually a masterpiece of efficiency. Because sometimes slow isn't weakness, it's wisdom. So imagine this, picture it. A branch trembles ever so slightly, and something very softly turns its head towards the sun. It's not the wind, it's a sloth. Sloths live almost entirely in trees, high and light in the rainforest canopy from Honduras down to northern Argentina. They spend about 90% of their lives hanging upside down, their long arms wrapped around branches like they're in a never-ending aerial yoga session. Now, when I say slow, I mean really slow. A sloth's average speed on the ground, it's around 0.24 kilometers per hour. That's about the speed of a leaf falling in slow motion down to the ground. But this is no accident. That slowness is an armor, a cloak of invisibility, if you will. Predators like harpy eagles, ocelots, and jaguars rely on motion to detect prey. A sloth's stillness makes it nearly impossible to spot. It's not lazy, it's ghosting the food chain. I'm using a lot of slang today. Anyway, let's talk about its appearance. That greenish tint on their fur, that's algae. Real living algae. Thriving in the grooves of their hair. It's camouflage, sunscreen, and maybe a snack all in one. You could say the sloth invented the original green lifestyle. Now, let's get scientific for a moment. A sloth's body is a masterclass in metabolic minimalism. Their heart beats around 40 times per minute when they're resting, and can drop as low as 20 when submerged underwater. Yes, sloths can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes. Their body temperature fluctuates more than most mammals, between 25 and 35 degrees Celsius. So they slow their metabolism to match the warmth in the environment. This makes them one of the few animals that can't shiver to stay warm. It also means their digestion is, let's say, leisurely, so to speak. That pretty much means it can take up to 30 days for a sloth to digest one single leaf. And then, of course, it's the poop ritual. Once a week, the sloth climbs all the way down its tree, digs a little hole, does its business, covers it up, then begins the slow return journey upward. It's a process that makes them vulnerable. Almost half of a sloth's deaths occurs during this ritual, but they still do it every single week. Why? Scientists have a few theories onto this matter. One, maybe it's to fertilize their favorite tree. Another, maybe to support the moths and algae that live in the fur, completing a weird little ecological loop. Or maybe, just maybe, they're creatures of habit who value routine more than safety. Either way, it's commitment. Imagine risking your life just to go to the bathroom. That's not laziness, that's loyalty. Now, sloths are quite literally built upside down. Their internal organs are positioned differently than ours. Their lungs, stomach, and other organs are anchored in place by fibrous tissue so they don't crush themselves while hanging. Their fur even grows in the opposite direction of most animals, from the belly outward, so rain runs right off it as they dangle. And those claws, two-toed sloths have, you guessed it, two massive claws on each front foot, while the three-toed sloth has three. Each claw can grow up to 4 inches long, perfect for hooking around branches. When they're on the ground, though, it is a different story. They're awkward, dragging their bellies, pulling themselves forward while with their claws, like someone trying to crawl out of bed on a Monday morning. But the water? That's kind of really confusing because they're surprisingly graceful. Sloths are actually excellent swimmers. They use a kind of slow motion breaststroke, moving 3 times faster than they do on land. If the forest floods, they simply drop from the tree and paddle away like fuzzy mermaids. Now, let's get into the two differences between the great families of sloths. There's the two-toed sloths and the three-toed sloths. They both look slightly similar in a sense. And both shaggy, both slow, but genetically, they're as different as cats and elephants. They evolved their tree-dwelling lifestyle separately, an incredible example of convergent evolution. Two-toed sloths are the night owls of the group. They're larger, around 12 kilograms, and they have a pig-like snout, sharp canine teeth, and a face that looks vaguely like a Muppet who'd seen things. They feed mostly on leaves, fruits, and sometimes even small lizards or bird eggs. They're a little more unpredictable, you could say. You could say the two-toed sloth has a chaotic neutral energy. Like for my D&D friends, the sloth is a chaotic neutral. Then there's the three-toed sloth. Smaller, lighter, with a permanent Mona Lisa smile and bright round eyes. They're the poster child of slothhood, the one you see in memes hucking tree branches or looking blissfully zoned out. They're mostly herbivores, and they've got an extra trick, 9 neck vertebrae. That's more than a giraffe, allowing them to turn their heads almost 270 degrees. Perfect for keeping an eye out for danger without having to move ever. There's also like 6 species of sloth, and I think there's more of the three-toed sloth than the two-toed sloth, or maybe they're equal round. I can't remember right now because I don't have it in my notes. But I think that's very unique because there's a little bit of a joke that I think is funny. If you watched the animal shorts on TikTok, this guy just animates little animal facts. One of them was like the sloths with two-toed sloth and three-toed sloth. I don't remember which one screams, but one of them, whenever they're trying to get ready for mate, the female screams right out loud, really loudly. The sloth. The male sloths come running towards her. I think I can like pull up a little scream of two-toed sloth. Yeah, here it is. Female three-toed sloths scream to attract males. The males race to find them, pretty much. I can play a whole video of the scream, but I just want a sloth scream. Anyway, let's get into the ancient... I want to get into the ancient history because I said they were from 64 million years ago. So what were they original? Like They weren't, well, sloths weren't always tiny tree topping dwellers. Their ancestors, the giant ground sloths like Megatherium, were the size of elephants roaming the plains of South America. They stood up to 20 feet tall, weighing around 4 tons, and they used their massive claws to pull down tree branches and dig roots. They disappeared around 10,000 years ago, likely due to human hunting and climate change. Their modern descendants, the small, all giant sloths of today, are their quiet echo, miniaturized survivors of a once mighty dynasty. Now, I always say things of like myths. I always add like a little segment of myths of these animals. And I think this one is kind of unique. I might have wrong information because I always have wrong information about the myth stuff. But this is what I have. So here we go. I didn't get to double check. In early Spanish colonization, explorers called sloths perezosos. I'm sorry for pronouncing that, but the literal translation means lazy ones. They saw their slow pace as sin, a living metaphor for sloth, one of the seven deadly sins. But indigenous peoples saw something different. In parts of the Amazon, sloths were symbols of patience, wisdom, and quiet observation. Their stillness wasn't laziness, it was awareness. Today, scientists echo that wisdom. Every detail of the sloth's existence, its slow metabolism, its algae coat, its upside-down posture, isn't a flaw. It's perfection, tuned precisely to a niche that a few animals could ever fulfill. They're living proof that there's not just one way to survive. Sometimes thriving means slowing down until the world stops noticing you. Now, I want to get more into the sloth algae facts. I didn't get to do that, but I want to get into a little bit. Okay. So this is what the sloth fur is pretty much. Sloth grows a symbiotic relationship with green algae that provides camouflage and nutrients. The algae cling to the fur, which has a unique grooved or cracked structure that traps moisture and provides a safe, damp habitat. In return for the shelter, the algae provides a green tint for camouflage against predators. Some evidence suggests that the algae may also provide extra nutrients for the sloths, although this fact is debated among scientists. The sloth's fur is not smooth. It has grooves in two-toed sloths for two-toed sloths or cracks for three-toed sloths that are ideal for holding moisture. The algae thrives in this environment and the sloth benefits from the camouflage. The green algae gives the sloth a greenish tinge, as I mentioned, and there's the nutrients. The algae is actually and other organisms like moths and beetles lives in the sloth's fur, and they create like a miniature ecosystem on its legs that can even help build the sloth's immune system. So there's like moths, beetles, insects that live into the sloth's fur. And I think that's actually really unique because I find it interesting. But yeah, sloths are really unique animals. Sometimes sloths were named because of that. Sloths were named after the European settlers or Spanish settlers. I don't remember which one I said. But the Spanish settlers saw them as sin, one of the seven deadly sins. So they used that as a name. But they're not really lazy. They're just unique in their own way. So next time you ever feel guilty, you guys, for moving slow, for taking your time, for not saying not today, remember the sloth. They survived empires, ice ages, evolution itself, without ever rushing. Their pace is peace, their stillness is strength, and in their sleepy, algae, green wisdom, they remind us that sometimes slow is the only way to truly see the world. This has been Fae Tales, and I am Zoya, and until next time, move slow, stay curious, and never rush a good nap. Unless it's midterms. Goodbye.